Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the final steps of putting a state budget and a spending plan and all of the ancillary pieces of legislation in place finally got done this week. What are some of your observations about what was in the plan?
Well, the state budget is complete for the 16-17 fiscal year. The budget that was finally enacted into law with all the pieces coming together invests an additional $250 million in public education, that's pre-K through 12, and $15 million to address the opioid crisis. In addition, it provides funding to shorten the waiting list for those with intellectual disabilities and trains three new classes of state troopers due to federal mandates and increased cost in corrections and health care costs and pensions. The Commonwealth needed to raise just over $1 billion in new revenue, and through the compromise that was enacted, the new revenue will be generated through a tax amnesty program from profits on the new wine privatization plan that was passed, future proceeds from gaming expansion, and also additional revenue from cigarettes and e-cigarettes and smokeless tobacco. So the overall spending plan still spends more than I would prefer, but not raising sales or income taxes, and that was certainly a priority for me. So with this budget completed, we certainly will move on to tackle other issues before the next budget comes around very soon.
And as the voting session wrapped up this summer, you also had some legislation you've been working on for a long time that will help out local governments in your area, approved by the House and the Senate and sent to the governor. What's going on here?
This is certainly great news for our area. This is legislation that I've sponsored that we've been pushing for quite some time now. It's our tax fairness legislation. It deals with the payment in lieu of taxes that's paid on state forest land that is tax exempt. The current payment is $3.60 per acre. With legislation that I sponsored and that we passed, that payment would be increased to $6 per acre, with $2 being distributed to the county government, the local government, and the school district where the acreage is located. This is the first time the payment's been increased since 2006. The increase applies only to Department of Conservation and Natural Resources forest land. The payment in lieu of taxes for Fish and Boat Commission and Game Commission land will remain at $3.60, and the increased PILT will take effect on July 1st, 2017. So this is certainly a huge win for our area. It will assist with reducing the property tax burden on local residents, and I'm glad to see that we've been able to get this signed into law.
You also had a victory in some legislation that will help out ATV owners. What's going on here?
Well, this is legislation I've been working on for some time now to promote additional ATV trail development, and that's something that's very much needed in our area. The legislation would separate the ATV snowmobile management accounts at DCNR and ensure that revenue coming in from ATVs is actually spent on ATV trails and activities, and revenue that comes in from snowmobiles is spent on those activities and those trails. What we've seen in the past is most of the revenue is coming from the ATV side, and DCNR is using that revenue mostly on the snowmobile side. Now, I support trails for both and want to ensure that there are additional trails for both, but it simply is a fairness issue, it's a transparency issue, and we have to make sure we support both activities, and we need to push forward with additional trail opportunities, especially in North Central Pennsylvania.
You also saw a victory in some legislation you had that would help to straighten out the Clean and Green Law and make it a little more clear. What's going on here?
Well, this is also legislation that I've sponsored that would make clarifications to our Clean and Green Law. This legislation has been passed overwhelmingly and sent to the governor's desk. Clean and Green provides preferential property tax assessment to owners of farm and forest lands to encourage their protection from development. However, in counties that have not conducted a reassessment recently, some Clean and Green properties are being taxed at a rate higher than a normal assessment. This is especially a problem in counties with high-quality timber because it drives up the use values of the land, which leads to a higher rather than lower tax bills for property owners. Under this legislation, to ensure that the program continues to work the way it's supposed to, House Bill 806 would prohibit counties from taxing clean and green properties at a rate greater than fair market value. So this is an important piece of legislation and will go a long way toward helping property taxpayers and making sure that they're receiving a fair assessment. And once signed by the governor, the law would take effect immediately.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.